and nutrients. And once it takes over your country, people will be eating these every day. Just like the tortilla or just like the croissant. You didn't have croissants here at one time. How many remember? When you were a kid, I bet you didn't have croissants in Spain. The French brought croissants here somewhere in the past. And now, croissants are in every hotel, yes? Everywhere. So if the person who came here with a croissant and said, we're going to sell croissants here, the people in Spain say, we don't eat croissants. We never have them there. No, no, no. We don't eat. We are tortillas. De papas. But guess what? The person who brought the croissant here is now selling $1 billion worth of croissants in France. That's how much business there is now. So we don't want to think in France we don't do it, or Spain we don't do it, or in Italy we don't do it. Business is a business universal. There are laws that govern business. And you want testimonial. And you don't want to buy into the idea we can't do it. The question you want to ask is not whether we can do it, it's how do I communicate something new in terms of their values? How can I sell a benefit in terms of Spanish values? Can I create a bagel that has, it's called a tortilla with a hole, or the round tortilla, or the tortilla with fruit? But we got to just think of how we serve it in their value system. My prediction that in one decade, there will be over 500, maybe 1,000 bagel shops across Spain within a decade. How many of you understand what I'm saying? I will predict this. You'll have that many bagels across Spain, just like the croissant. The croissants across Spain, every hotel has them. Now the bagels will be here. I'm giving you a vision. I'm telling you this is going to happen. If you want a good investment, get in the bagel business. It is a $1 billion business in New York. Listen, New York was the only place that were bagels 35 years ago. Bagels, New York only. Now, every city of every state across the country of Canada, America, has many, 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 many bagel centers. I mean, we're talking about bagels everywhere, every morning, every restaurant, every place is bagels. In 35 years, bagels took over America. In Spain, bagels will go across Spain in one decade. You watch. So don't. I'm confronting the idea. We can't do that here. We don't do that here. Begin to do it here. Be the leader of it. Ask for referrals. Ask for testimonials. Get an evaluation on your products. I think I've covered most of these. Next. No matter what you start with in your business, make a commitment to raise your standard every year. Raise the quality and the standard every year. Make it a goal. Whatever I'm doing, I'm going to raise the standard one more notch every year. Raise the standard. Try to do a better product and more effectiveness, more efficiency, higher quality. Make it a goal to go higher quality. When I first started in the speaking industry, I did this. And every year, it goes up. Every year, it's commitment. Go up. Do a better job. Do a better service. Broader places. Better standard. But go down in speed. When you're marketing, it is wise to target your markets and go after the people who are the best at your service. In other words, let's say I have 50 people that come to a seminar. And let's say of those 50 people, 40 of those people work for companies, and 10 of those people own companies. And of those 10 people that own companies, those 10 people, 5 of those, or 3 of those people, own corporations that have 1,000 employees. So now, if I had a choice of going out and attempting to market myself, who would I turn to first to go and attempt to target my market? The person that works for a company that has maybe 5 people, or the person that has 1,000 people that they rule and govern. So you want to find out and target the people you work with who will give you the greatest return, the greatest results, with the least effort. If you do, you will actually have more energy and get more accomplished with less effort. So make a list of every client you do business with. Organize these clients into a list of priorities according to the degree of satisfaction working with them, the degree of network of the people that they have in their network, and the degree of profit margin you receive from them. Make it on those three categories. If they produce the greatest profit, they have the biggest network, and they bring you the most satisfaction working with them, you want to target them, supposed to most amount of energy, time, and focus on them,